Yo, thank you for tuning in to High Vibrations with Sister Chi.
And Brother IB.
Yo, we appreciate everybody for tuning in for us, with us today.
Yes, thank you.
And we would like to also say we at the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network is a school of thought based on the 4 L's. Land, language, law, and love. We want to welcome you today. And thank you again for joining us. We want to encourage listeners and callers to call in and share thoughts and comments, questions. And you can call us at 323-927-2927. And we can also be reached via email at highvibrations1313@gmail.com. That's high, H-I-G-H, vibrations, V-I-B-R-A-T-I-O-N-S, 1313@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, me, Sister Chi. My Twitter name is ChiB13N. That's C-H-I, the letter B, 13IN.
You can follow me, Brother Ak B. My Twitter name is King Ak, at King Ak. Remember, you got to put that at. It's at King Ak 1994, K-I-N-G-A-K 1994.
Yes, and our topic of today is the vibrations of emotions, the vibrations or, you know, slash emotions of where is the love. So we're going to be speaking on three key types of topics today. We're going to talk about politics, we're going to talk about food, we're also going to speak about culture, which is going to include, like, each one has, like, sub-topics.
Sub-topics, yeah.
So let's get it cracking.
Yes.
I think the first thing we want to go ahead and talk about, we could talk about the politics.
Politics.
Yeah.
Many ticks, huh? Poly, many ticks.
All of the BS that they bring with that. So what I wanted to do is I have a quote from one of the Rothschilds, Mayor Amschel Rothschild. And he once said, "Give me control of a nation's money supply, and I care not who makes its laws." Now, where is the love in that statement? How does one feel after hearing such a cold and greedy statement? Or perhaps he's working with more information than we realize. Perhaps he's already under and overstood that eventually those same lawmakers will seek refuge or will need to seek counsel and put themselves in a desperate situation based off that very decision that they made.
Yeah. That's a very not loving statement.
No, it's a serious statement.
It's a serious statement, indeed. You know, he said, can you read that again, Sister G?
Yes, I will. He said, "Give me control of a nation's money supply, and I care not who makes its law." Now, I want our people, our listeners, and everybody to be aware that the Federal Reserve is a Rothschild. That's a Rothschild's owned. It's owned by the Rothschilds, basically, the Federal Reserve, the IMF, the international bankers. So we must be aware that they're already over here. They do have control of the money supply, and they don't give a damn who makes the laws. And, yes, we do see that our government has put themselves in a big hole that they damn near can't get out of. Well, they can't because the system is crumbling. Based off of the fact that they felt like they had a free loan. Now what do they have people doing? Taking loans out.
Taking loans. Big loans, too.
You want to take a loan out?
Hard to pay the loans back, too.
They make it like that with the interest. They got this structure from the shithole they put themselves in.
Mm-hmm.
But God's be.
Definitely get what you put out, you know what I'm saying? So they put out all this debt, put out all of these anchors on people, so to speak, you know, to keep them in their system of money and greed, you know what I'm saying? People keep thinking, I need this, I want that. And it's something that I say to myself daily, is my wants and my needs are both one and the same. My wants and my needs are both one and the same, not 13 and 2. So I say my wants and my needs are both one and the same, 13. You know what I'm saying? I do this because that's the way of nature. If you look at all of the animals, they want with nature. They don't get more. They don't take more than what they need. They're not greedy. You know what I'm saying?
The cheetah ain't over there looking at the lions like, damn, I need that nigga. I need what he got. I
right.
want that then.
Or even when it comes to, like, you know, lust or sexual desire or something, the cheetah's not looking at the lion. So I'm like, oh, look at that. Look at that there. That strong king. I'm about to go. The female cheetah's like, oh, he a king. I'm about to go get him. Nah, man. It works like that. You know what I'm saying? They stay within their own everything. They stay within universal laws, man. I mean, damn. People are dumb, bro. They're really dumb.
For wanting what that the grass is green on the other side syndrome. That's what a lot of people suffer from.
You can walk your own grass.
Yeah, not being appreciative of your own very situation because we all have different paths and we all have a different walk in this life that we live. So we must be aware.
And I mean, you don't know if that person got that little fake grass. You know the little grass you buy and you roll it out like a carpet. You don't know if they got that little fake grass.
Turf grass.
That turf grass. That's what's called turf grass. So you could get you some seeds, water your, put some seeds on your lawn, water your lawn, have your grass looking way more beautiful than theirs. And now you learn skills and you earn grass. You know what I'm saying? You got, they can't fuck with you on that now. So people just be happy with what you got now. You know what I'm saying? Be happy with what you got now because be in the now. Tomorrow really never comes. Because when tomorrow so-called comes, it's still today. You know what I'm saying? So be happy now.
And we must, like, when you're looking at certain things, money can be the root of all evil. It will change a person damn near overnight.
Real talk.
And people don't even realize how folks, whatever they be wanting to like, they don't even realize how fast it is that all those wants. They just take over.
Mm-hmm.
They become consumed with want. And in this society, that's what they want. They want you to be overcome with your wants so that you neglect your needs. We need to start focusing on ourselves.
Indeed.
We need to start changing the way we eat. We need to start feeding our thoughts and our children's thoughts. Yep. Positive, creative,
high vibrations.
Yeah, high vibratory thoughts and actions, and do positive things and say positive things to one another. Build each other up. Because that's one of the things that we can for sure say we lacking.
Yeah. I mean, we like cars. I mean, I say this a lot. I mean, no, cars are like us. All of this shit is like us. Learn that, know that. You know what I'm saying? It's built based off
human body.
So with all of this stuff, we can only go as far as your fuel takes you, and that's the same thing with us. We can only go as far as our fuel takes us. So if we putting in all this junk, and when I say food, a lot of times when we say food, we're not just talking about physical food. We're talking about spiritual food, emotional food. You know what I'm saying? Vibratory food, because it's all it is. Everything is vibration, sound, and light. So when we say food, we're talking on many different levels. But, people, you know, you got to feed yourself the right fuel so you could go far. Because if you got a Benz or something like that, I don't know.
So we're going to speak more about the food. Like, we're going to get into in-depth on the food a little more. However, we wanted to talk the politics part. When we say feed, it's symbolical, I want to say. And yeah, you feeding whatever you... Like, we feed each other. I say a thought to you, you regurgitate it, you say a thought to me. Damn, that's like a bowel movement, your reaction or something. You know what I'm saying?
We're on different levels.
So we do want to say, but the vibration of that comment that he made, that quote, it is a low vibratory quote. It gives one the impression that there is no love, And yes, it is very greedy. And greed is one of a very low vibratory emotion that people have. And yet it is one that is taking over most of the people. Because it's what thrives them to have their everyday, you know, actions that they may have.
Yep.
And we also wanted to talk about in the politics of the Syria and how the United States. Once I heard that Obama out, well, I could say, well, I could have his voice saying how they made their decision to go into this country and bomb. Well, did they bomb yet? Well, that's the whole thing. They supposed they gonna they're gonna start a war basically on another country, and it's supposedly based off the principles of love that they care so much about the people, the women and the children, that they over there in such hardship and it's terrible for them. You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna bomb their ass, and all the women and children they can go to heaven.
We're going to go into Syria, and we're going to stop them from hurting their own people by killing more of their people.
My fellow Americans.
Now, play that Al Green. Nah.
Right. that's crazy. The whole concept of that is very contradictory. Like, come on now. You saving them. Yet, it's not no way they're gonna get away from this damn bomb that you're going to drop. It's not no U.S. embassy, no, even, you know, it just don't make sense at all. It's crazy.
I mean, it's all, you know.
Yeah, it's supposed to be our principle of love. Where is the love in that?
And the only reason they could fool people like this is because, once again, people don't got the right fuel in their vehicles. You know what I'm saying? People got a bunch of shit, a bunch of garbage.
Reality erosion.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yes.
Reality erosion.
That is a direct, yeah, it's terrible. But that is a reality erosion where their perception of things has been totally broken down. You say it's cool, and it is what it is. And also in the politics, the job market. There's so many people my age and also Brother Ozzy's age, we could say for sure that in this job market, that it's not no love in the way they doing the job market. And also school, because they have so many people looking to go to school. You should go to school. Then you go to the school in the field that they say it's the most lucrative for you or that you believe will make you the most money, yet there's not any open positions in that field. So what do you got to do? Downgrade. You got to downgrade. Yep. And they didn't spend all this damn money getting ready for the image that they supposedly going after. And they're not even able to get it.
You got people who got master's degrees and
makeup artists.
And complex stuff. Yeah, and makeup artists. Art teachers at school. Janitor shit. It was a janitor at my school. Had he had no master's. But shit, he had degrees, you know what I'm saying? So-called degree. That's what happened, though. He got degreed.
Yep.
He's supposed to be upgrading.
He got degraded.
Updated, but he got degreed and degraded. You know what I'm saying? It's all distractions.
And it all creates low vibratory emotions. It makes people feel a certain way. It makes them feel as if they don't deserve it or it's something that they have done. Like you went, I did everything. I went to school. I went to college. I got a degree. And now I work at McDonald's.
What did I do wrong, God?
I ain't do
they
nothing.
They always take it back.
Yeah, that ain't going to be a rapper and shit.
I mean, really, though, they do take it out. What did I do wrong, God?
You're supposed to be looking out for me. I pray every day.
Yeah,
and I go to church on Sunday. I even go to Bible study.
But if they was looking inside themselves, they would have known that shit. They didn't have to do none of that stuff. They had everything they need inside of them already.
Yes.
Could have had hustled or whatever. Or even if they was working their job, did the right things so that they could be happy.
So where is the love in them not showing people they already had a self-worth? There's no love in this system because it teaches people in all these different aspects, even the politics, the food you eat, and the cultures that you engulf yourself in, that you're not enough. All the way down to the vaccinations that they make mandatory as soon as a child is born.
Right.
To go through each grade, you can't even get into school unless you have this big list of vaccinations. Like, it's crazy. Yeah. All I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go to ask Madam Heaven if she has anything she would like to add or anything to say about that quote I said. Madam Heaven?
Well, yes, Sister Chi and Brother Akhti, I just want to say that I respect, and the way I said the word, I'll say with the dot meaning the spot, meaning that word more, and so that word that became black. So I so respect you and thank you so much for thought of the offer you having me on your show today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you
much
for joining us.
Much respect to you for joining. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you. And I would like to say when you said that his name was Marshall, right?
It's Mayor Amshall. It's A-M-S-C-H-E-L-L. I think that's
well,
his middle name.
Right, so let me tell you the name, what the Marshall is, because what? Mars was the god of war, and so the shell meant the wheel. So when you have the name of war, you can only bring what exists in your name. And so when you break down the word what in the dollar bill, the lords were the gods. They are still the keepers. That's why if you look at one of the greatest empires, right, of an Aryan nation, right here in the word Texas, the word what? X-U-L. Because the word was T-E-J-A, the people of the Jah. Right, waking themselves up. They have always known who they were, but now being in a position, how they multiplied that, you cannot kill us out. And so as we look at right here in that word Texas, right, looking at the dollar bill, what was that word Slavic, which is the word, right, meaning slave, was all about?
Right.
So that's why you have to know who you are. That's why we do the study of the brain, why we drop seeds, right? Because we, what? We teach the negative norm. The when I'm you, blackology, is the study of the brain, the evolution of the brain, right? Brain, the brain change, right? How the brain has the control in the change. You know what the blackology means, the study what? Of the hidden gene in your DNA and in your name. That's why I say yourself, do you know it? Because your name, do you know yourself and who's in it?
Yes.
So I would just like to bring that a little bit.
Well, thank you.
Aryan nation means the what? Syria. Subsyrian. That's what the word Aryan belongs to, the melanated people. That's the swastika where you get the word again Nazi from the word Nazarene. Just like we are, if I said we are Jews, if I was texting you, is that meet you over there in Judah? Well, the word is what? J-U-D-A-H, where the melanated people live, the niggas live.
Yeah.
That's why they want to bomb the pyramids. They want to go over this crusade. It has been going on from the beginning of time because it's the war of the mind. So now the word of the sword, that's why in Texas now that they're going, this is a matter of fact being on the air, Education Nation Week, the Constitution Week. And so in saying in this week when the president says that it doesn't matter who the president is, in the year of our Lord, they're talking about the dollar bill. They're not talking about the creator. As you said, they're talking about the Lord who control the dollars. See, are the lords, the dollars, see the same. And so that's what they were talking about. So in this week of the Constitution, as you said, of education, waking people up who they are.
Yeah.
And they said with Texas that actually the schools that they're going to see the information, what goes in the textbooks, that is the base is Texas. So that's why now they've gone through a controversy over the books in Texas, which books to teach in the school system, because they've been listening to the seed droppers at the whole school network.
That's right. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Your extra words and your energy that you bring. So, I want to thank you very much for those words. And just hold on just a moment. But I agree that you want to add anything into what Madam has said?
Yeah, you know, she had mentioned that she said you could call us Jews, talking about Judah. You know, that's, you could also call us Jewels, you know what I'm saying? Jewels, Jewels, because that L is that title again, or that Moret, that Netzer, you know what I'm saying, that original one. And that jewel, a jewel, you think of a diamond. A diamond, what is a diamond? Pure carbon. What is carbon? Melanin. What is melanin? That dark pigment that makes people so-called black, you know what I'm saying, but really it's melanated. And we got to become that jewel, because only a carbon, a piece of coal, raw pure carbon, can become a diamond if it's changed
on certain pressure
and certain heat. And it's intense pressure and intense heat. That's the only way it can become.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a long time. It's not in a short period of time. You know what I'm saying? So that's the only way a lump of coal, like they say, can become a diamond. And it's something that the atomic structure changed from 666, or coal, for a lump of coal turns from 666 into 616, which add up to a 13, which is the diamond. You know what I'm saying? So that's just something to think about. I thought it was pretty cool, interesting.
Thank you, Brother Osby.
Yeah, yes.
So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to High Vibrations with Sister Chi.
Brother RG.
Yo.
Money, 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 money.
Fiat, which means ungodly. And when I was speaking about our next subject we're going to talk about is foods. And who else to start with than the big dog Monsanto?
Right.
It's not no love in his, her, whoever they are, that beast. Yeah. It's not no love in that whole GMO industry. Because where's the love in serving people food that supposedly it's less expensive to manufacture, which is a lie. But when people consume it, it creates problems within their system.
Yeah.
It breaks your body down to eat and consume their Franken food, genetically modified food.
And if you think about it, it's not less expensive to create a genetically modified organism, period, because it does cost more. You know what I'm saying? You got to get it. When it comes out of nature, it's free 99. You know what I'm saying? It don't cost nothing. So
initially, you better see.
Well, yeah, you know.
You might pay for a little water.
No, I'm talking about just a tree that's like out growing it. You know what I'm saying? It's been there.
Okay.
Great apple tree, and it's free. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to pay nothing. But this genetically modified stuff, you pay on many levels, you know, but there's no love in it first, because even before it gets to the human, there's no love in it, because this fruit is alive. So you're taking a live fruit, which has a living. It has a consciousness, it has chakras, everything, just like you, you know what I'm saying? It has thoughts and everything, soul and everything. So you take this living being and you genetically modify this living being as if something was already wrong with this living being, which is not the case, because nature makes everything according to her own science, according to her own perfect plan. You know what I'm saying? So that was the whole heartbreak right there. Then it gets to the human. You know what I'm saying? We the ones on the planet who are the most where we the ones who's supposed to have control of all of this, you know what I'm saying, be in harmony with everything, yeah, so-called supreme and everything like that. It's a sick beast, whoever, you know, this little beast he is, he, she, it, they, you know what I'm saying, to fuck with life like this, and on such a large scale. But see, the thing is, we shouldn't even really worry about it like that, because karma gonna get they ass. I keep saying this. Karma is gonna get them. You know what I'm saying? So just keep doing you. Just keep raising your vibrations. And everything else will fall in place for you. You know what I'm saying? You won't even see that stuff, man. You really won't. Like, I don't even be knowing about a lot of this stuff till people tell me. Like, I ain't know when the hell Mayweather fight was. I didn't know he had a fight coming up until some dude at work told me. And I was like, oh, okay. He undefeated, oh, whatever. But I don't be knowing about none of this stuff till people tell me. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't care for it. I don't see it. Vibrating too high for that shit. For real.
What's up, bro? That's supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want to get a definition of Frankenfood, which is basically a genetically modified food, especially a fruit or a vegetable. Now, with the fruit and vegetables, they try to modify the fruit and vegetables. They're working on, you know, trying to do that mastering of the fruit and vegetable now. However, one cannot look past how they have mastered these meats. So much to the point that every damn store you walk in, you could literally get a two-piece and some fries somewhere, a burger.
At least a deli.
Something, yeah, something. So where is all this damn meat coming from? And it's supposed to be, they saying, oh, in a minute we won't have enough food to feed all the people. But the way y'all trying to kill people off, they, meaning this beast, this beastly system, the beastly elite, the way that they feeding people, it would benefit them more to grow it, because you could grow enough food to feed everyone. That's true. even if you and you can manage to stay away from a GMO food. That's why you have the option of buying organic. And also, when you're in the store, they have a whole nother labeling system for GMO foods. Like a regular fruit that's not GMO, it starts with a 4, and I think organic is like it's a 5-digit number.
I think it starts with a 9.
Yeah, 9. So I don't know what GMO is, but I know it ain't it ain't in the green zone. It don't start with a 4, and it don't start with a 9.
Mm-mm.
And it looks strange anyway. Like you would have never seen this code on the food, because anyone who buys fruit know that, you know, all fruit has, like, that little labeling code.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much universal for all stores. 4011, that's a banana.
Yeah.
Every damn where I go, that's a banana. Okay?
Yeah.
So, we're going to talk about these meats. The meat. People go meat crazy. We don't eat meat in my household.
No, we don't eat no meat.
We don't purchase meat in my household. And when people find out you don't eat meat, first thing they say, well, what do you eat?
How do you get your protein?
Yeah, but even before, like, that's a whole nother level of calcified. But when they on the different, first thing they think is, what do y'all be eating? Not even fish?
Just vegetables?
Not even fish. It's thousands of different options for us to eat. Fruits and vegetables. Literally, hundreds to thousands of different species of fruits and vegetables. Yet, people are limited to just a basic, what is it, 5? Chicken, lamb, turkey.
No more than
beef,
more than like two,
pork.
8 or something.
I said fish, that's it. And then they started getting crazy eating all kind of other shit.
Yeah, you know.
But Y'all, that's just crazy. You eat scavengers, you eat skunk and coon.
Squirrel eating that.
And deer and stuff. You ain't supposed to be eating all that. Those animals are game. Yeah, they eat
horse. Horse?
Oh, they ain't know. Obama just passed their law saying that, that it's legal again. They can open back up those horse food markets. So they're grinding up horses again, selling y'all ass horse burgers. And I remember when we first moved to Texas, people was all like, Jackson about to sell horse meat. Jackson about to sell horse meat. Well, it's okay for them to get a little horse burger now. Y'all still don't go and get that Jack special, so don't even trip.
Jacking your ass right into the box.
We were talking.
Yeah, boxed up. Jacked up and boxed up.
He didn't even know it.
And who he is, a clown face? He a joker? He got a small hat.
He look like.
Right, he got this little hat. He like the little puzzle dude.
He talking though.
You know the little movie, the little dude, he do the puzzle, he kill people and shit.
I don't know.
He's in a little wheelchair, he got the clown.
No.
Saw, he look like Saw on something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They all look alike, Saw, Joker, and all these people, man, they all...
He's grown Chucky and shit.
Yeah, they all like the same type of stuff. He got on the small pointy hat, the little small hat. Jews wear small hat.
I thought that the creepiest dude out of all the men was the Burger King dude.
Oh,
that
dude was creepy. Yeah,
that. They had that commercial where the lady woke up and he just laying next to her at her place. She looked good as hell.
Hey, man.
I was like, hell no.
You some poison.
What? She just looking creepy first night.
How you get in my house, though?
I'm laying in bed with her.
She didn't even know.
She grabbed the plate. Hell no. Dude would have definitely got it. They would have had to cut that scene.
Yeah, these Burger King, that's a whole nother story right there.
Man, I love them. They all make them all Burger King. Look at the McDonald's dude. He a clown.
Yep.
He a creepy looking clown. They showed the first one. I remember that movie, when they had those alien clowns.
Oh, killer clowns from outer space. Which, man.
What was the name of that?
That was it.
No, it was something else, I thought.
It
wasn't called Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yeah,
No.
You can Google it.
I'm going to have to.
Yeah, it was called
Google Clowns from Outer Space. That's the fans, y'all.
I remember that.
How much does that go?
I remember, man. That movie was trippy, man. It was so, man. It was eating people. These clowns came from outer space. So maybe they was aliens.
They look just like McDonald's, dude.
Yeah, and they ate people. They put them, they wrapped them in these bubblegum cocoons.
Right, bubblegum.
And they'll suck. They'll suck. Matter, they wouldn't even just eat them, but they'll suck.
Ain't no the hell. I didn't know they was dead. It's like you out of there.
Yeah.
You got this.
Crazy, man. They had this. It's crazy. They show you this stuff in the movies. They show you this stuff. I mean, yeah, in the movies. I mean, movies, TV, period. But, you know, fuck TV.
Don't watch TV. Was correct. It's called Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yeah, I seen it one time and I ain't need to see it no more. I ain't even watched the whole movie, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't mess with that kind of stuff like that growing up.
I never really enjoyed horror. I never liked horror movies. I ain't never understand how Jason could be walking that damn slow. Every time he found them,
right.
Exactly where they went.
I said, how slow are they running?
Man, they could be on ground. He could be underground. And minutes later, this nigga right with them. But I'm talking about they running top speed, gone.
Mm-hmm.
He just, you know, barely pacing. Get to him and there's a wrap.
A hockey mask on.
Yeah.
Hiding his face. Who had they face though?
Michael Myers.
Freddy
Krueger. I don't know. He was a monster.
I always thought them type. They were the same before. I thought a long time Michael Myers and Jason was the same people.
I didn't never even know.
I don't know.
Until I became indulgent and people so infatuated with it.
Yeah, I ain't got no scary movies, bro.
No,
real talk, I never did. People would be like, hey, yo, come on, watch this shit, man. Fuck this shit. I don't want to watch that.
I thought comedy was kind of funny. What was the funniest thing?
Funny? Man, it's a lot of funny movies.
Okay, we get a little off.
Yeah, you know.
Get back to this food.
Yeah, so.
When you're talking about food, it's such a heavy subject, and it's like you got to crack a joke or two. Because now, they put so much out here in the food, you have to ask questions. Like, what the hell is natural flavor?
Hmm.
And it's already been proven that they put aborted fetuses in the food. So now this natural flavoring is your human flavoring. They're serving humans to humans.
Yep.
So you got mad people disease.
Go look up Cinemix.
Yep.
Cenomyx. And look at all them companies that, who they fund shit like Pepsi, Nestle, Jenny Craig.
How the hell are you going to lose weight eating humans?
All these different companies. Frito-Lay. Because Frito-Lay over Pepsi, I think.
All this stuff.
Go look it up, man.
But they're using baby aborted fetuses. So it's understood why Planned Parenthood pushes abortion so much. Like, I'm currently, I found out, to get at one of these companies in Dallas, they was offering ultrasounds. Like, so I went, wanted to get an ultrasound, and that's like the only way you can get one is if you thinking about getting an abortion. I'm like, what the hell? That's backwards. Mm-hmm. How can y'all offer sonograms, ultrasounds for women who are pregnant and tell them, oh no, we just want the people who get an abortion?
Hmm.
Why? If they're going to get an abortion, why do it matter what sex the child is?
Right. Especially if they're going to get turned into soy or natural flavor.
Well, didn't Obama make it up to 7 months?
7 months.
You can abort your baby?
Now, if that ain't some beast sacrifice shit, I don't know what it is. 7 months, that's a fucking baby, man. Y'all got to be crazy. That's a baby. That's a baby.
It's a full baby.
It has nails, man. It should have a soul. That's a baby.
And they know it. Like, you literally could abort your baby when you you have your baby like, I don't want it. After doing all that. Where's the love in that? Where's the love in having women feel like, in order for you to even find out or to get certain things, you got to make these sacrifices. These sacrifices that add to karmic debt that will lower your vibration.
Yep.
We must become aware and think about that.
And you know, it's something, she said, Carmen, that it just hit me. A lot of these jokes, I've been seeing on the internet, you know what I'm saying? I see it and be like, it'll be something fucked up, like something not cool, but it's still a joke. You know what I'm saying? People laugh. Remember what we talked about, laughing and smiling, you accept whatever that program is. You run it into your own DNA, your own consciousness, and you accept it. So now, say if it's just a fat boy fall down the stairs, break his leg. You know what I'm saying? That's not cool. She broke his leg, he in pain, but they laughing. So they get karmic debt added on, so they already dirty karmic slate for laughing at that. You know what I'm saying? I see a lot of this stuff going on, and that's how they did. That's how they got a lot of people to go with this gay shit. Yeah, this homosexual stuff. Kevin Hart, I seen one of his little things a long time ago talking about do it make him gay? He caught a kiss or something from a dude. Yeah, you gay, nigga.
Why did you catch that shit?
But the whole crowd laughed.
Your subconscious mind is telling you not to catch that shit.
Right. So the whole crowd laughing.
You program.
They not seeing that part, but they subconscious mind is accepting everything about it.
I was like, oh, this nigga tripping.
You know what I'm saying? All these comedians making these little gay jokes in these movies, making all this gay stuff to make you laugh, though, because when you laugh, you smile, you say, ha-ha, it's okay, ha-ha. I like that.
That's a high vibration that you convert into a low vibration because laughter is good. We want to laugh. We want to smile. We want to be happy. Then it's you manipulating it. That's just how this beast has been able to stay in control of the people's minds and on top of their emotions because they play on the fact that they know what karmic debt is and they know how to twist the tables like in Monsanto. You look at Monsanto, and you question it. Like, why is it that these billionaires are backing up this company that has proven, and they do constant studies to show that it's murdering people by a thousand, causing them genetic diseases, children being born with brain diseases and all types of sorts of crazy stuff.
Extra limbs.
So why is it that a billionaire like Bill Gates backs them up? He like one of their number one backers.
Over half a million shares in Monsanto.
Yeah, but he crazy. He a beast within himself because he giving out some kind of shots in in India, polio shots. Man, it was some kind of shot.
Polio.
And his little shot that's supposed to help them, they paralyzed over 42,000 other children, and he just smiled like they got a picture of him smiling while he's administering the shot to a little boy and a lady holding the shorty head. Like, what the hell? They all over with it. Like, it's something we must ask ourselves, even if you don't want to just believe it's as deep as it is.
Yeah.
Why do he care about that? Why is the Microsoft man investing in Monsanto?
Microsoft, he's fucking up their
software. And he's the number one philanthropist.
Messing up their software. Internal software, because software is internal, hardware is external, it's hard. And he's micro, so he's getting on your ass on the cellular level, fucking with your cells and your soft cells, your soft tissues, the soft stuff, the stuff that's supposed to be protected. But he's getting you with his technology and his shocks and shit, and all his little demon devil buddies.
Not to mention all of the different vaccinations that they already put into the food, because for food to be modified genetically, it has been ingested with something. So that's a form of the vaccination. Myself.
Yep.
The meat has been pumped up with antibiotics, hormones, steroids. This is one of the reasons why they're saying, like, young girls walk around with full-grown bodies and stuff. Because their body been pumped up with all this stuff, with all these different things. They walking around. They were talking about how people's bodies are being preserved now. Through the foods they eat, the preservatives put in the food.
Still in their body.
So when they die, like, they rotting fast and they stinking.
Stink bad.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
You know people walking dead now, for real. They walking around. Man, people stink, man.
Automatically.
Just off top, bro. 80, man.
Like, nigga, you not 90, even nothing.
And people stink. Walk past them, if they don't got that cologne or that perfume or whatever,
you about to
make a face because your nose going, oh shit,
truly don't see how people be so faithful to the strip club.
Oh man.
Because, man, they got to be a cesspool of big stinkness.
Terrible.
Them women ain't taking care of themselves.
Hell, man, be hot.
The ones you do hear about that, like the ones that be on tour doing it, they go too far, right? They so into stripping, they gonna go next the city to city, nigga. I'm doing the tour.
Be sick as hell.
But they be trying to show it like they eat a little better, not because they concerned about their inside, but they concerned about anything changing on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also like they come for the mental health. Those are all low vibratory thoughts, low vibratory reasons. And this is why we must be aware that the food we eat it directly affects how we feel, our everyday thoughts. Certain emotions pull you towards certain foods, certain ways food is prepared. So
certain food pull you towards other foods, like sugar and salt. Salt attracts sugar, sugar attracts salt.
Then it pulls you towards certain cultures and certain actions. And we're speaking on cultures next. So before I go to that, I would like to see if Madam Heaven would like to speak on anything about the food. Madam Heaven.
Yes, Sister Chi and Real Akbi, I would love to. And I would just like to say for a little dinner for you, as you were saying that crawl round or that crown roll that a lot of people like to drink, because as you said, Brother Akbi, the word, I was saying J-U, and if you want to use the E-L on that, because it means the what? The Jew, J-U, from the word H-I-B-R-U, not H-E-B-R-E-W, because the J-E-W became the Jew of the Queen's crown. And so the Jews, when that word crusade, right, when they were conquered the land. So that's how the word came, the J-U, and then it became what? The J-E-W and the E-L. So that's what the carnation means, kill the nation, because as you said, you have to be careful who what your friends are, because what's the word?
Yeah.
The F-R-I means to fight to the end. So that's what a crusade is, as you said. And having that chicken, the chicken pox or the shingles, well, that's what they put in the blankets to kill us. So that's why. So even now they're taking the food from America, sending it to China, and then what? They're going to cook it and send it back. So instead, what are they going to do with the food that they can't process it right here, but they're going to have the food live here, right, kill it, ship it, and they're going to cook it and then send it back. So you better be careful when you say what chicken you love to eat and who the most people eat the chicken. Again, another experiment, because we're disposable. According to the Constitution, read the book. We were not and still are not, we are considered animals. We are not considered human beings according to the Constitution. As far as I'm concerned, as long as they keep it in the Constitution, then it says what it is, because they say they go what? By the law of the land. Because what? That is their love, not our love. That's why we say there is no justice, there is no peace.
Nope, none at all. And thank you, Madam Heaven. People don't know that, like, that's a long process. You're going to buy a chicken, make a chicken, grow a chicken here, send it over there because you knew you didn't grow it over here right. But if you ship it over there, they could say, oh, yeah, this came from China. You know, we love
with
everything.
No laws. With no laws, Madam Chi. No laws. The government is not going to go inspect it, okay? They have the right to do whatever they want with the chicken and send it back. So there's no codes, no laws on the shipment of the chicken. Because why? As you were saying, that chicken pox, like the shingles, again, right? Because we are dispendable. We always looked upon as cattle and a commodity, right? But a killed cattle animal. They never consider us as being human beings.
Never.
No.
So they celebrate these Halloween days, which is Halloween is coming up, and as you said, as these other Christmas, X out the people again. That's why they want to go to Syria, because again, Israel. Okay, we're gonna go through classes through that, but I'm just saying for right now, it's to X out the people, as you said. If they okay kill some of their people, so you're gonna go over there and send weapons. So what's that word? Warship. Of your worship, because your faith. So it's just another killing spree. That's why America set them up again with the money, the dollar bill, and gave them what? $3.5 million before the war, start killing each other. Listen to Bin Laden and Saddam Hussein. Go back and look at the Reagan and the Bush era. When they was in the White House sitting down laughing with the presidents and they were their friends. So what happened that day? A friend is supposed to be what? First into the end. So what happened to their friendship or warship that it became a war on them, but they was friends in the, with the U.S., sitting having tea. So what happened to that friendship? So watch who your friends are when you eat. They might be eating you.
They do be. They be
eating you.
Stories. Look, they want to say it's they was eating bath salt. but thank you, Madam Evans. We appreciate you. We always appreciate what you have to add on. And just her.
Thank
just
you. Hold up the arc. I appreciate you, too.
Thank you. And I believe we have another caller. Let me see. 864-6360. Do you have any questions or comments for us today?
No
problem. Well, thank you for tuning in.
Yes, thank you.
Well, what we're going to do right now, we're going to go to a quick break. Thanks for tuning in. High vibrations, Sister Chief.
Brother IB.
Hey.
Yeah, yes.
Multi-dimensional. I'm a leaf man, unexpected now, so that's the deal. So, the sweetest thing I've ever known was like the kiss on a collarbone, the soft caress of happiness, the way you are. Your style of dress, I wish I didn't get so weak. Oh, come on. Ooh, baby, just to hear you speak makes me argue just to see how much you're in love with me. Be like a queen, a queen.
Baby.
with Sister T.
And Brother Ogby.
All right. The next subject that we want to, well, first we want to go ahead and do
1313.
Yeah, yes. I'm over here with the ad-lib action.
Yeah, yes.
All right. We're going to do 1313. I think we got Sasha Fire. Online.
I know James Watson gonna call me.
Yeah, we probably hear from him.
Yeah.
See what he up to.
Yeah, that dude throw right there.
All right, so you gonna take Sasha call?
Yeah, I'll take a call.
All right, go ahead.
Yo, you're now listening to 1313 with Brother Ogby and Sister Chi. You know what I'm saying? Seems like we got a new caller. You know, last time we had Sasha Fire and, damn, I almost said Tyrone Biggins. James Watson. I don't know why that came to my head, maybe because I was watching the face. Yeah. Watching on YouTube, that dude was super funny, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got a caller. Caller, what's your name? Where you from?
Yes, hello everybody. This is Sasha Fire. Woo woo, in the building once again. What's up?
What's up, Sasha? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to talk about, you know, what y'all said about
food.
Not the politics.
Okay.
And I don't know. I mean, I went to college and I got a degree. I mean, I went to college for 6 years and then I ended up getting an associate because I was partying. I had so much fun.
Hmm.
And I pledged, and that was the funnest thing ever.
Okay.
And I got drunk every day.
Whoa, yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
All right, well.
And, I mean, I don't think it's nothing wrong with my job that I have now, because even though I want to be a teacher, right now I work at Kohl's. I'm a sales clerk, and they told me I'm, like, the best person they ever hired.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me feel good.
Yeah, that's good, you know.
I think it's wonderful to work and get a job because people don't have jobs out here. And
that's true.
Yeah. And then I do think it's messed up about Syria. Like, I don't want nobody to bomb me and my children. Like, I don't even like when people pass gas in the car. So I think
that's a whole other type of bomb.
No, you just don't know.
Yeah.
And I love meat, so don't be talking about meat, because I love meat.
No.
And I will come meet you about my meat. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
That is.
Well, I took her off the call, y'all, so she just tried to go hard on me. You know what I'm saying? So I have to do it, you know what I'm saying? So she keep eating the meat she wants to, see some shit that's going to freak her ass out, you know, fucking horn come out her head, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, y'all, that's the end of this section of 1313, Brother Ogby. I'm pretty sure I'm going to let Sister Chi take the next call. It seems like we got quite a few callers today.
Yo, Sister Chi. Thank you for tuning in to High Vibrations. This is Sister Chi. Who am I speaking with?
Wait a minute. Let me finish chewing these raisins.
I know who talks about raisins.
Yeah, this is your man, J-Dub. You feel me? James Watson, the one from Compton. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So,
hello, James. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing good. You know, just got some more raisins. You feel me? So,
I know you love those raisins.
Yeah, you know, I feel a lot more good.
Okay. Well, James, what can you ask for us today? How do you feel about the subject matter?
Well, yeah, you know, last time I heard the brother, Ali, you know, that's kind of cool, Ali. You know, I like that. Yeah, I heard him talking to Sister Chi. That's pretty, all pretty cool names. I heard him talking about how good raisins is for you.
Hmm.
And it made me smile.
Okay.
You know, it made me smile so much that I bought an extra pack of raisins. So, cereal. Cereal. I don't eat cereal. No, I don't eat cereal. I know, not no more, you know, I had Raisin Bran. You know, that was the only cereal
I'm
I
sure
ate.
I'm sure you love Raisin Bran.
Yeah, you know, it was okay. Yeah, I always had to add honey to it, but whatever, you know.
Well, yeah. Mr. Watson, I know that you're an activist that say, that advocates non-meat diet and non-flesh diet.
That's right.
Yet I still do have these pictures of you at the barbecue joint.
No.
Eating
sandwich. No, that was my twin. You see what I'm saying? Y'all not hearing me, man. That was my twin.
Well, I do remember you said you were sleep eating.
Yeah, you see, this thing. That's that. That I'm not really, okay. I'm conscious. You know, right now I'm conscious. I'm awake. You feel me? When I go to sleep, I'm unconscious. When I go to sleep, I might have a little meat, you know, but I don't eat meat, you know, because I don't consciously eat meat. If I'm asleep, somebody put a burger next to me, it might get ate while I'm asleep.
Okay.
Call it sleep eating, I guess. I don't know. You know, but I wake up and I'll be like, I don't eat no meat.
That's quite interesting, Ms. Watson. But you stay away from those sleepwalking meat packets.
Well, you know, I wanted to talk about Obama.
Okay.
And cereal. I mean, cereal.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it right. You know?
Okay, I was wondering.
That's right. So, you know, I wonder if he eats raisins.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Watson. I thought you were going to get a little deeper than raisins.
Oh, well.
You have a great one, okay? And music.
yo, what up?
All right, we back, y'all. Well, all right, let's
out. Hey, Chapel 5 callers, man.
Yeah, we like to see a little progress. He started the subject a little bit.
A little bit.
Still on raisins, though.
Yeah, but at least he picked up what they said last time about how good
it was. So, like, what was she like? She was, last time, she was all nervous. And
man, she hung up, man. She's like, I don't know.
She got hung up on, so.
Yeah.
It's all good. All right, y'all. The next topic that we're going to talk about is culture.
And raisins. No. I'm just playing. We ain't going to talk about raisins.
No more raisins. Okay. And the biggest influence of our culture, and not just hip-hop, because right now hip-hop is being influenced heavily by rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
And rock and roll is quite demonic music. Because I remember always growing up, like, people listening to rock and roll, you're like, oh, what's wrong with you? Why are you listening to that shit? Like, dude. It's like the people listen to it, they just can't control themselves. They're bobbing their head all crazy, and it's just like, they want to be with the devil, and, like, it start moving them to do crazy
shit. They just cutting themselves.
Yeah, it's like, damn.
I know, like, two people in high school who was heavy on that rock shit, and they cut their wrist. Yeah,
you
like,
start hurting yourself.
Cut their wrist and shit.
Like, okay, you tripping.
Pierce themselves. Like, I know people who put needles through their ears, some pierce themselves, but it ain't like these people, man. These people do it for, like, pain and
pleasure at the same time.
You know what I'm saying? Crazy, man.
So, I wanted to also speak about in the culture aspect, because there's no love in hurting yourself.
Nah.
Because this is our body. This is our vessel. So, we must treat it and do for it, you know, in a positive manner, in a high vibratory manner, in a good spirit, and which is the same thing with the foods you consume and the politics that you allow your life to be set on.
Yes.
How you politic your life. And I was looking and also talking about like the hip hop culture, because religion has a lot to do with the culture that people have. Yet even in rock and roll, why is it that they put crosses? You could be talking about hoes, pimping, doing drugs, snorting a line, shit, putting somebody on the corner.
Whatever.
And then you got your Three Chains crosses on. And at the end, God bless.
Right. I would say shit about church the whole song, but they got hella church symbols, though.
Yeah. So why is this something that could be represented openly? You know, it's all right. Why? This is something people must ask him. What does that cross mean? What does that be? Do you?
Well, you know, the cross is, it's a symbol of, okay, it can't, it's the opposite, really, of an ankh. An ankh is a, you know, you see the circle at the top and
represent
the womb. It's like a capital P at the bottom, representing the male staff or the penis. You know what I'm saying? So, which together they create life, and it's eternal life because it's always being created. But with the cross, though, you got a penis and another penis. It's two penises. That's gay.
Yeah.
No life being created. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's also, so they burned us. They burned many, many things and people. They burned animals on crosses. See, they don't talk about this, but they burned animals on crosses. Shit,
sacrificial.
It's sacrificial. It's about the melanin content, what's being burned.
And we got to remember, what is this cross? The cross is what is known throughout to represent Christianity.
Yeah.
And who controls Christianity? Well, no matter what class of Christianity is, whether you're Baptist or, you know, Orthodox or whatever, all that stuff they say, it's all ran by the Pope.
Yep.
Even all the other religions nowadays.
Because
you can find pictures of all of them kneeling down, kissing the ring.
Yeah. Google some stuff, man. Kissing
the Pope's ring or something. Google that.
You can see Pope and it's some Buddhists. It's some Indians.
Islamic leaders.
All by him and stuff, and he just looking super evil. They
all like, bending down, you know, kissing his ring.
You know what I'm saying? They just crazy.
But recently, like the Pope, the new Pope they have, Pope Francis, he like real controversy, right? They call him the unorthodox Pope. Like, come on, what the hell that mean?
Right.
They all unorthodox. But anyway, so dude had made one comment like some months ago. About towards homosexuality. Yeah, he did make some comments. Don't speak about the ones he made in Baltimore shortly. But the first one I want to talk about was he was talking about if someone's gay and he searches for the Lord and has good will, who am I to judge? This comes from Catholic. So you know how contradictory that is, considering like that was supposed to be the most, the strictest Christian belief you could have, a Catholic. Mm-hmm. Maybe, oh no, I can't do that as a Catholic.
Right.
Oh, no, we don't do that. I have to go meet the Pope tonight.
Crossroads.
Yeah, something.
Crossroads.
So, he also made another comment. Like, recently, he was in Baltimore. He bought to the Moor this other comment that he was saying. He's saying, we cannot insist only on issues related to abortion, gay marriage, and the use of contraceptive methods. This is not possible. I have not spoken much about these things, and I was reprimanded for that. But when we speak about these issues, we have to talk about them in context. The teaching of the church for the matter is clear that I am a son of the church, but it is not necessary to talk about these issues all the time.
See, he's just trying to confuse people. He really,
what the hell? That's crazy.
He really wants them to focus more on homosexuality, abortions, and what else he said? Death, basically, shit.
Yeah, basically. So that was...
He's a son of the church.
Yeah, that's all of that. And what you talk about when we speak about the culture, what about the clothing? Because, well... To go back to his comment, that wasn't a high vibratory comment. That wasn't a loving comment, because he basically saying, I don't give a damn.
Right.
Come to church, tithe, and bring me your little boys. that's what I heard when I read that.
Man.
He just need more boys in his life. That's so nasty.
So he's saying, what's happening? Why people not paying attention to the church?
Why people staying away?
Right. What's going on? Why they rising up?
Yeah, we raised 50 out of 100 boys, but that's okay.
No.
Because that's not all of them.
People are waking up, y'all. And
they saying
no
to that shit.
They saying no, man. But it's just so deep. In the media, it's lies so much. So many people watch the media and pay attention. See, we don't even got no TV or nothing. But so many people do. And they get fed this bullshit through the tube, the picture tube.
The tell lie vision. Lies to your vision, your subconscious mind, which records all
everything.
The way it hears it. So, yes. And then they plan on us. They plan on our chakras, on our energy, on our knowledge.
Yep.
So we must become aware so we cannot become vessels and tools for them to have us play out their whole plan. Because that's what they've been doing. The reason why they're so successful, not because they do it themselves, because they got minions.
Yeah.
And they're making people minions without them even knowing.
Yep.
Yeah, you're a victim because your ass didn't try to learn. You didn't try to educate yourself. You didn't try to further grow your mind and your perspective.
Even as far as something like the... See, they use our power against us. You know what I'm saying? Like, they know the power of our mind. They know the power that we have. It's just... And really, to enslave a person, you got to know that person better than they know themselves. You know what I'm saying? So
all these surveys.
Yeah.
We'll tell you in a minute. We're doing a study, and we'll pay you to come.
Yeah, please. They always
pay. We'll pay you to come and be a part of our survey. We want to do a survey on the spouse people, how they feel about this and that subject. Niggas be excited. Oh, man, all they want to do is ask you a couple questions. Shit,
right.
We'll pay me $50.
Or they want your, another thing, they're going to give you a free pair of what, Airport or Jordans or something for your hair?
Yeah, they're giving out free shoes.
Your DNA?
What was that? It's a big event in Austin where they do for right before Bob Marley Festival. But it's the one where all the artists and stuff be going to. I can't even remember the name of it.
I don't either.
But that was Nike was there asking for pieces of people's hair for free shoes.
Free shoes.
Like, what the hell? That don't even make sense.
DNA. Straight from your crown. You seen the shit in the movies and the little cartoons or whatever. You get the hair. And make a whole person. That's the whole DNA. Everything about you. You know what I'm saying? So, it's some real serious evil scientists like devils out here. You know what I'm saying? They not dumb, y'all. I mean, they dumb in the sense where this shit is not going to get them nowhere. It's only going to get them more hell, more destruction. And it's only going to come faster the more the hell they do. But I'm saying they're not dumb in the sense that they have some knowledge. They stole our knowledge. You know what I'm saying? From our text coming and raiding our empires and things like that. You know what I'm saying? So don't underestimate them. Don't try to go to war with them because they got bigger. They got bigger guns. They got guns that shoot bullets and go around the corner, stuff like that. They even got plasma guns, ray guns, like you see with the so-called aliens and shit. So don't be trying to go to war to go, oh, my God, man, blah, blah, blah.
I'm going to
rocket launch their ass. No, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Get yourself right because if you right, you're going to be looked out for.
Oh, South by Southwest. That's
where it was at.
Yeah,
South by Southwest.
Yeah, that's the name of it.
Taking hair.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Why does Nike want your DNA? Who owns Nike?
Jews.
What do they have? What does so your DNA have to do with your foot? What my hair got to do with my feet? Some people got hairy feet, but I think they wear socks. I'm just saying.
Yes.
I don't know.
And then Nike signed a J, too.
Jesuit.
You feel me?
Be aware of my people.
So-called Jesus. All these rappers talking about. No, they talking about a. Well, I don't know what they're talking about no more because I don't listen. But they was
talking
about Jesus.
I can tell you that.
It ain't talking about shit. They was talking about a Jesus piece, a Jesus piece. They keep talking about this Jesus. Fuck that shit, man. Fuck that shit.
Period.
That's all I want to say.
So, on that note, y'all, it's the end. Almost coming towards the end of our show.
Yeah, yes.
So, what we want to do is get ready to hit the freestyle. Now, what we've been noticing. is that we can have a clear show the whole damn time.
The whole time.
Then as soon as we come to the rap, niggas want to start storing our words.
Right, get all staticky and shit.
You know.
Breaking it up.
Blog talk, we would like to keep it clear.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right.
Whole time.
Time to get it cracking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yo. In the right, stroke of the operations, yeah. We're already vibration. I be beat like. Is the black out of my blood?
Hey. One thing, stay away from patience. Stay away from
feel some knowledge. I'm a from a
listen and I said that's bad and that's bad.
Vibration this would
thank you no way. Enough combo. On road. Oh, ho, it's hopeless. Focus.
Don't go, gadget. At it. Nigga, go. Bread. Basket, the bread. Nigga, what I said. This is party. It's like a must.
Play. Got it. Again, I away the woods because you're trying to raise the vibration in. Hey.
I was
on time and everything. I just like. All right, y'all. Thank everyone for tuning in to our show today. We greatly appreciate it. I'd like to shout out to the C Tribal Homeschool Network, Madame Heaven. She always be holding it down with us, and Madame Shabazz, whenever she can pop in. We greatly appreciate y'all.
Yes, yes.
Y'all can check out their shows every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time.
That's it.
And then currently doing, to 6 p.m. Currently working on the Trail of Tears. Man, 13 love, 13 knowledge, 13 respect.
13.
I hope we won't breaking up.
We'll
find out after we can't say it right now. We'll find out after the show though.
Yeah.
Hope it was 13 clear. We appreciate everybody. Our next week lesson, as we said, we talk about the 4 L's. So we're gonna be talking about land on our next week's show. That's gonna be exciting. We got something planned for everybody in store.
Yeah.
For everybody and shout out to all the people tuned in today.
Thank you.
Got a lot more people on the line tuning in. Our numbers are rising, so we appreciate everybody. Thank y'all for growing and learning with us, and thank you for choosing the radio vibration with Sister Chief.
And Brother Ike B. Hey, one thing before I go, I just want to tell y'all, drink some distilled water, because distilled water is the truth, you know what I'm saying? You might Google this on the essay, it's the worst water you could drink because it leaks minerals and stuff. But it only leaches inorganic minerals, meaning that it only takes the not real minerals out your body and leave the good ones in. So drink that, you know what I'm saying, real cleansing. And then
meditate. You just had that new moon, the harvest moon.
Harvest moon.
You still use some of that energy. Manifest some of the things you want into your life. Light up a candle.
Right, right.
You know,
write it down.
Sit down. say some positive things, look in the mirror, tell yourself you love yourself.
Hug yourself.
Love is the highest vibration, y'all, so let's
yeah.
vibrate on it.
Yeah, y'all.
Yeah, 13 love. 13
love.
13 knowledge. And 13 respect. Peace out, y'all.
Peace.